Not at all. Not at all. My shoulder feels good. Every doctor said if there is a problem, it's after football, way after football. I have no concerns with it at all. I just found out today, so I don't even, I'm just finding out today about what happened, so I don't know. No, I haven't.
Surprising at all to hear what happened.
Yeah, very surprising. Disappointing, but hey, it happens. I did root for the Redskins growing up. That was my team I liked. Yes, I've met with almost every team since I've been down here. What I'm telling teams is a winning atmosphere, a winning attitude, a leader, a guy who's going to bust his butt every play, and a guy who's looking to come in and make an immediate impact in a positive way. I wouldn't say there's a common thing. Each team is trying to figure out their own, I guess, type of questions to ask me specifically. So there hasn't been a common thing that most of the teams are kind of sticking to.
Before you made that Superman sack, it looked like it was a film study play. Like, you noticed it was going to be a pass sack. Is that part of your game, maybe something that gets overlooked, the fact that you are able to recognize those kind of things?
It was definitely something that we've seen in the film room that whenever the tackles were set a certain way, it was 90, 80% pass. So something that I picked up and I recognized, but a lot of players do it. Almost every good player does it. So that's no secret right there.
And you were indicating to your teammates it was going to be a guy that's involved.
Yes, yes.
Jonathan, why would a guy at your position, who plays your position, possibly be worth maybe like the number one or number two pick in the draft? What would you bring to a team that would maybe make that worth?
Versatility. I can play effectively at a 6-tech, 9-tech, 2-3. I've been working on my drops. I can drop in the flat if needed. I can do a lot of things and play them all equally well for a team.
What would you have to do? What would be the key for you making a quick transition to the NFL so that you can maybe not only play right away but make a big impact?
For me, just coming in and learning the scheme, learning the playbook. More than likely, I might not go to a team with a different scheme that I've learned in the last 4 years. So just adjusting to that. But for the most part, just being in stride with the rest of the guys at the new organization and just learning the playbook and getting acclimated to it.
Where do you think having 4 years in the NFL looks like?
I feel like I'm mentally prepared for, you know, whatever happens. At Alabama, it's definitely not the easiest thing to do for 4 years. So I feel like Coach Saban has prepared me well for this opportunity, and I'm planning to take advantage of it. They just said I have some arthritis in my left shoulder. It's not really a problem now, but it might be a problem 15, 20 years down the road. So I'm not worried about that right now. I'm just worried about playing good for whichever team I go to.
Is there anything you should or shouldn't do because of this? Are they telling you to avoid certain lifts or anything?
No, I have no restrictions on anything I do. So like I said, I feel good. This is probably the best I've felt in the last 4 years. So I feel good, refreshed, recharged, and ready to go. Just repetition. That's something that you got to do just by doing it. Like Coach Saban would always say, you have to do it until you get it right, but until you can't get it wrong. So that's just something that I live by. Just practice makes perfect. Just doing it a whole bunch of times to become second nature to you.
Talk about versatility, but what aspect of your game
do you take most pride in? I'll probably say my technique. I like to think I'm a technician, but I can do a lot of things. If you want me to rush from a 3 technique, I can do it effectively. If you want me to bend the corner on the outside, I can do it. I can play the run. I can play double teams. I can play above the tight end, play the 6 technique, scoot, and cut off blocks. So, I mean, I feel like I can do anything that I'm asked to do on the defensive line. I always believe that for a team to be good, they have to have a winning atmosphere and a winning attitude in the locker room. So that's going to be the first thing I try to instill wherever I go, just do my work ethic, my preparation, my dedication to being excellent. So that's kind of things I'm going to try to focus on, just going in there, trying to, you know, go under a vet or the guys have been there, soak as much as I can, and do anything to help the team out. A lot of things, but probably the big thing that made me want to come back was the fact that I was being listed as a third down player. Not too many people consider me as an every down player, and that kind of bothered me. put a kind of a chip on my shoulder, so I wanted to come back and prove that I can do both and do them effectively.